Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. And as the scripture says, this is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and shall be glad in it. Well, let's get this afternoon show on the road. And also, don't forget now, I will be talking a little bit about a few things that would encourage you and to give you that extra boost to go through your week.
Praise
Yes, he is a great God. Well, again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. Welcome you to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Let me just remind you, you can hear us every Monday through Friday at 12 noon and on Saturday at 10 a.m. in the morning. On Saturday, we do play the best in gospel music. And, of course, every time you listen to us, we will have our inspirational message. And we thank God for you that are listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. I pray that you're having a blessed day. And I pray that you remember, as that song says, always remember Jesus, always keep him on your mind. Don't let nothing get on your mind that you forget that God is in control of everything. But not only in control of everything, but you want God to be the one that leads you. Let your footsteps be ordered by God. Again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. Let's go and listen to some great gospel music.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Tell me, sir. To praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter, no matter, no matter. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now, I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore him. Kneel down before him. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
He's my redeemer. He's my savior.
Emmanuel.
Come on, help me say, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Come on, let me see some hands. We worship him.
We worship you.
Everybody.
Way.
you move mountains. You move mountains. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls.
Yes, God made a way. And let me tell you something. It doesn't matter what you're going through. We don't have to worry because God says in the scriptures to give no thought for what you may eat nor drink, for your heavenly Father knows what you have need of. Worrying does not take away tomorrow's trouble. It takes away today's peace. And you don't want nothing to take away your peace. And I want to encourage you that don't have to worry. As that song says, don't worry, be happy. Because God is making a way. Well, it's time for my inspirational message. And let me just go and read the scripture in the book of Mark, the 24th. Verse, Mark 11:24. Therefore I tell you, whatsoever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Oh, I love that scripture. Sometimes people make things hard when they pray. Somebody say, you know, I pray, but it doesn't seem like it worked for me. Well, let me just encourage you that prayer works every time if prayer is backed up in belief. Let me read that scripture. Therefore, I tell you, that whatsoever you ask for in prayer, believe, that's the key right there, believe that you received it. You got to believe and you got to know that you have already received it before you got it. And the scripture says, and it will be yours. Let me just add this to that scripture. The Bible says, my word will never turn back void, but it will accomplish what it set out to do. Numbers 23:19, the Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he may repent, for have he said it, will he not do it? And I often tell many people, as I've been on radio for a long time now, I often tell people, God always back up what he says. God is not like man, as the scripture says, God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. When God says something, he backs up what he says. And even though it seemed like you've been praying and nothing happened, you get to grab hold and find out what's wrong with your belief system. Because in this verse of Mark 11:24, he's telling us that if we ask in prayer, believe that we already received it before we got it in our hand. That's why the scripture says we walk by faith and not by what we see. So when I'm praying for something, when I'm believing God for something, the thing that is worrying me, and all the worrying of tomorrow's trouble, causing the peace that you have today to leave, whatever that problem, that situation, the state that's affecting the way you live today, whatever you need from God, you got to know without one shadow of a doubt that when you pray for something that is already done, you're not just hoping that it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen because you're praying in faith. Now, let me just tell you what the word in that scripture believe means. The word believe means to have a confident attitude. Oh, I love that. A confident attitude. See, when you tell somebody you get a confident attitude, they think you're arrogant. What do you mean you get a confident attitude? Yeah, I get a confident attitude. I place my trust in God's, in God's truth, and I take him at what he says. Let me say that again. I know I repeat things over and over again, and the reason why I repeat things over again, because sometimes people don't hear it. And I want you to hear every word that I'm saying to you this afternoon, because what I'm preaching to you this afternoon on our inspirational message, this and what I'm talking can be the thing that give you the breakthrough that you need to receive all that God has for you. And let me just add, you can receive answers to prayers every time when you pray according to the will of God. You can receive all that God has, and you don't have to wait for 20 years, 15 years, 5 years, next year, 3 months. You can receive it now. God is a very present help in the time of trouble. He comes through now. That's why Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is. Whatever the present time that we're at now, whatever the situation that you've been going through now, God says that he will perform what he says. And when you pray for something, if you have a confident attitude, if you're placing your trust in God's truth, and if you're taking God at what he says, and you don't have no doubt that he's going to do it, and you're not wondering if he's going to do it, because when you know that somebody's going to do something, you don't have to wonder if they're going to do it. You know they're going to do it. When you know that you have a confident attitude and you believe in what he says, then you always know that God, if he said, he will do what he says. Now, we look at the word confident attitude. In what God says, see, my confident attitude is in what God says. So that's what makes me have that attitude of being confident, because my attitude means that what I'm believing God for, or how I'm presenting myself with this confident attitude, is in what God says. And I believe in God's ability. I'm saying, when I have a confident attitude, that I believe in God's ability and I am not feeling nervous or frightened. When you have a confident attitude, you're not nervous, you're not losing sleep, you ain't frightened because you are afraid that they're going to put you out. You don't have to be afraid. You know why? Because the Bible says, yea, do you walk through the valleys of the shadow of death? You don't have to fear. You know why? Because thou art with you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible tells me, do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declare the Lord. God says that you don't have to be afraid. You know why you don't have to be afraid? He said, I am with you, and I am going to deliver you out of those problems, because many are the afflictions of the righteous. The Lord delivered them out of them all. And then Psalms 91 tells us, if you call upon me, I will answer you, and I will deliver you. A confident attitude in what God says. That's what you got to have. You got to believe in God's ability. And you can't be walking around here feeling nervous and frightened and losing sleep and having headaches, and you wonder why things ain't going the way it should go. Take your eyes off your circumstances and put it on the God that is able, that says to us, don't look to the bigness of your needs, but look to the bigness of your God. As long as you keep your eyes on your ability, your circumstances will cause you to accuse the written and the living word of God. It'll cause you, every time you look at how big your problem is, it'll make you think that God don't mean what he says. God always means what he says, and he will deliver you out of every one of them. Don't let your worrying cause today's peace to leave. Hallelujah. In James chapter 1, verse 6, listen to what it says. But he must ask in faith without any doubts, for the one who has doubts is like a wave of the sea blown back by the wind. If you are like that, listen to what it says, unwavering, to make up your mind and decide in all you're going to do, you must not think that you will receive anything from God. What are you saying? What is the word saying here? The word is saying that if I'm going to be of a double-minded person, if I'm undecided of what he's going to do. See, I can be when I have a confident attitude in what God says and in God's ability, I know without one shadow of a doubt that I don't have to be worrying about being undecided if he's going to do it. Because when I trust somebody, I know that they're going to do it. When you sit down in a chair, when you get this morning to eat, you didn't believe that seat was going to hold you up. That's your belief system. Get a confidence in your God. because God will come through for you. My word of encouragement to you is when things look hopeless, make sure you keep hope alive. When things seem like it ain't going the way you think it should go, whatever you do, keep hope alive, because why? God is on your side. This is just an encouraging word to encourage you today and to give you that extra boost, that extra encouragement, that's to inspire you that God will hear your prayers. Just trust him and believe him. And when we trust and believe God, he always comes through for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your soul, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
'Cause
God is in
control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart.
Within
Yes, things are going to get better. And it doesn't matter what you're going through. Remember these words today as you go through your day. Things are going to get better. It doesn't matter what you're going through. God is going to bring you out of those problems because he promised to bring us out of all our troubles when we call on him. Well, I want to pray this prayer for every one of you that's listening that might be going through. Let me pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you right now for each person that is listening to us, those that would listen to us in Brazil, Lord, and those listening to us around the world. I pray in Jesus' name that you would touch and minister to them. You know what they're going through. You know the situation. You know what they're asking you for. For you told us that we believe when we pray that we have received it. You said it will be done for us. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name as I touch and agree with each person. Those that are sick, I pray that you would heal them. Those that have gone through that is discouraged, God, encourage them. Let them know that things are going to get better. And I pray, Father, in Jesus' name that you would touch and minister to them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And Lord, I pray, Father, your anointing, which is the yoke destroying, the burden removing, power of God, touch them and deliver them and set them free in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to remind you that you can always call our prayer line when this radio show is over. You can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line, which is the telephone number is 803-317-4457, 803-317-4457. We are here to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. And whatever you're going through, we believe that God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. And I know sometimes people don't want to, deal with the problem all by themselves. They don't want nobody to talk to them. They don't even want to talk themselves. There come a time when you need to take your problem and give your problem over to God because you can't fix it anyhow. So you need to give it to God. When all else fails, look to Jesus because he is the one that is qualified. And let me just add, well qualified to fix your problem. But he asks this of you, to open up your heart and invite him in to your problem and let him fix it. That's all he asks of you. So Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is open to pray for you. Again, the telephone number is 803-317-4457. Also, I want to remind you that you can hear our radio show Monday through Friday, 12 noon, and Saturday at 10 a.m. in the morning. Again, we thank God for every one of you that have been listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And I pray what we said today will be a blessing to you and minister to you.
Let the kings worship the Lord. Let me hear your words of worship. Let me hear your words of worship. Come on, y'all, talk to them. Come.
You come from
all your feet. It's
an aristocratic.
Listen, the goal of the enemy.
The goal of the enemy
is to keep you from knowing who you are.
Don't know who you are.
But I came to tell you that there's power. When you speak, so be mindful of the words you release. See, I know that life has challenged you, but the King in me came to speak to the King in you. You were born. And I came to tell you,
there is a peace in
the the kings worship him today. Let the kings worship him. Come on, y'all, let's say it one more time.
You come from royalty.
It's an aristocratic dynasty. The number one goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the word you release. I know that life has thrown you some curves, but the king in me, the ruler in me came to speak to the ruler in you. You were born to rule, and you need to know that there is a king in you. What has happened? The head has become the tail, the lender has become the borrower. What has happened to you? We speak to you today. Is there no king in you? You cry out like a woman in travail. Is there no king living in you? Then why do you speak with such low self-esteem? I came to help you find your inner king. You were born to rule. And you need to know that there is a king. I know that some of you have been molested. I know that some of you have been struggling. I know that some of you have been talked about. I know that some of you have got lower self-esteem. But I came to tell you that there is a king in you. I know that some of you are struggling with addictions. I know that some of you are struggling with financial issues. I know that some of you don't feel like you're smart. You don't feel like you look good. You don't feel like you got what it takes. But I came to tell you that there's a king in you. I know you don't feel well. I know you don't think you look the part. I know that you don't think you got the skills. But I came to tell you that there is a king in you. If there's a king in you, I want you to stand up and let me know you're out there. Where are the kings tonight? Where are the kings? Forget about what you've been through. You are a king. Hey, let the king rejoice. Let the king rejoice. You are successful. The king is living in you. The word is in you. Praise him because
there is a king in you.
You will make it. You are forever a lender, never a borrower. You are forever above, never beneath. You are forever the head, never the tail.
A king is in you.
Let the past go. Look toward the future. The best is still yet to come for you. There is a king in you. Let the ruler rule. I know you've been through. I know you've been through. But there is a king. Embrace your king. And
there is a king.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Yes, there is a king in you. Well, I dedicate that song to every one of you that listen to us. And I pray today, as you go through your day, that you are more encouraged since you've been listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Every day we will give you inspirational music that will encourage you and an inspirational message as the Lord gives us to give to you. My prayer for every one of you, even you, young lady, that's listening to me right now, that feel like you're not worth anything. You know, a lot of people have low self-esteem about themselves. And I want to encourage you, young lady, that God has more in store for you. Whatever you do, keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. Don't look at what you have and what you don't have, because God doesn't look at what you have or you don't have. He has a king in you. Well, my time is almost up here, and I want to leave this radio show with this last song, and I pray that you and your family would have a blessed day. Join me tomorrow at 12 noon. May God bless you. Remember these words: if you want something you never had, you have to do something you never done. May God bless you. Have a great afternoon.
Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus. And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. So here's my heart. Here's my mind. I give you my soul, Lord. I need you to take control. Cause I tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it on my own. Control, cause I've tried it on my